We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the La Tech Sports Network from Lear Field, this is Inside Bulldog Football with Skip Holtz. Brought to you by Doghouse Sports Grill, official watch party host of La Tech Athletics. Origin Bank, the official bank of Louisiana Tech Athletics. And by Northern Louisiana Medical Center, the official imaging partner of La Tech Athletics. Now live from the Doghouse Sports Grill, here's your host, Malcolm Butler.
Hey, 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 live from the Doghouse Sports Grill at 102 North Homer Street in Ruston. This is Inside Bulldog Football with Coach Skip Holtz. I'm Teddy Allen. Malcolm will be back this weekend to call the game. He's out with a little hip pointer, and, you know, he's got some bumps and bruises in the middle of the season, so he's healing up. I'll try to get us through tonight. Skip, after an open week, welcome to your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's good to have you back, Teddy, and certainly have to say happy birthday to you today. What a special day, and we certainly appreciate you back here joining us again.
Thank you very much. I am Abraham Delphin years old today.
Abraham Delphin.
The big 6'2". So, hope to make it to 63. Welcome again to the Doghouse. We're going to run down what we're going to do tonight. We'll talk to Skip about the off week, about the exciting game against number 23 NC State, and we'll talk about UTEP and injuries if we have a little time. The UTEP game this weekend that we'll save for a little while later, but it is going to be an 8 o'clock start for us. But you're not going to – don't worry about falling asleep. The way that these dogs keep playing these one-possession games, you got to stay awake just to see what's going to happen. Five straight one-possession games, first time in the history of the program since 1900-whatever when we started. I don't know how you feel about that. To me, a good game is like 77-2.
No,
a lot of people have said these have been very exciting, great college football games. I just don't have any fingernails, and doctors got me back on heart pill.
No, and, you know, having this open date to have a chance to watch a little college football around the country this weekend, unbelievable. It's not just us.
Nope.
You know, you look at Alabama A&M comes down to the final play. Notre Dame, Virginia Tech goes to the final play. Texas, Oklahoma goes to the final play. Ole Miss and Arkansas go down to the final play. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many just great games. And I think what you're seeing a lot of parity in college football. You're seeing more and more of it. And, you know, I'm proud of the way that our team has competed. I'm proud of the way that they fought and the energy and the just the the way that they're playing together. We just got to be able to finish the job. We just got to be able to close it down, and you know, we got to be able to make some plays and get some things done in the fourth quarter. And we got to do a better job as a staff and in some areas some players. And we've had an opportunity to really get a chance to dive into the books really deep with this being an open date, and I think it's been really beneficial for us. And we came back. We had practiced last night. Normally we practice on Sunday night after a game, and everybody's beat up and tired and sore and trying to get them to move around a little bit, where yesterday was a full-fledged practice. Now they're excited to get back into conference play, but really excited to get this season started in these final 7 weeks of the season.
Well, before we go back to North Carolina State, ranked number 23, wins at 34-27. It went down to the final play of the game, of course. What did y'all do during your off week? Just take us through the last few days.
Well, we went through and really we set goals for each one of our players and what we were trying to get done last week with them. Some guys needed some development. We have to continue to develop depth where some guys are really close to stepping in and playing a pretty prominent role for us. So we did that. We needed to get some guys rest. You know, you look at the offensive line, we've really had five guys that have played almost the whole way, and we needed to get them a little rest and take some of the banging off of them. So I think it was a really productive week for us on both offense and defense. And as a staff, we went through and we got a day on top of UTEP, a day on top of UTSA, and then we spent 2 days on us, and we spent 1 day recruiting. We spent the 2 days on us and pretty much watched our whole season to this point, down and distance wise, field position wise, formation wise, tendencies, self-scouting ourselves on what we need to do better and how we can improve in the last half of the season. So I think it was really productive for us. The 2 days spent on us, I think it was really productive getting a jump on top of UTEP and UTSA. And I thought it was really productive to get all the coaches out on the road recruiting. And we had coaches out at games Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night down in New Orleans. I thought it was really, really productive for us to get some things finished up with this recruiting class. Because once we get started here over the next 7 weeks, we're not going to have a lot of opportunity to get out and see a lot of people play.
Bulldogs 2-3, they're 1-0 in Conference USA, and now seven straight conference games, as Coach said. COVID Dog actually texted me in a question and said the Bulldogs lost by a point to Mississippi State. Mississippi State beat A&M. A&M beats Alabama. How does that make you feel?
I guess we're 1 point under Alabama. I'm not real sure how to take that, COVID
it's
Dog.
It's crazy, Coach.
But I tell you,
it's
crazy because you look at who beats who, and you can throw all that out. Every week you have a different football team, a different motivating factor that goes into the game. I mean, it is just – and you're looking at it. I think I saw something where 34 ranked teams have now been beaten, which is the most since they've been keeping track of the polls. So when you look at it right now, there's parity in college football right now, and I think the days of a bunch of teams going 12-0 or 11-1 are over. I think you're going to see a little bit more like the NFL. You're going to see maybe a team win a national championship with two losses along the way. There's just a lot of parity in college football, and like I said, it's creates exciting games for sure. As
no doubt.
I had an opportunity to play Joe Pham this weekend and sit and just watch games where I really wasn't attached to either team. And, boy, some great college games that went on this weekend, but that's happening every weekend right now.
Yeah, you picked a great week to be open for sure. Let's talk about North Carolina State game real quick.
Let's do it.
You go in there to a place on the road. You get down two touchdowns in the second half, and Bulldogs come back. You score to make it 34-27 with 4:43 left on a pass to Griffin Hebert that he just barreled into the end zone. Did you have a good look at that run?
Boy, what a
catch.
You know, I didn't have a great view of it. As we've always said, you can't see down on the field. I mean, you can feel the speed of the game and the physical nature of the game, but you can't see very well. I saw the ball completed. I saw him get hit, break a tackle. I couldn't tell where he was on the field or how far away from the goal line. But going back and watching it on film, what an incredible effort by Griffin Hebert. Great play to get the ball into the end zone. They go down and score a field goal right before half. Then they get the ball to start the third quarter. I got a little frustrated. I didn't think we had enough time on the one third down when we got called for a delay game. They set the 40-second clock to 25 seconds. And meanwhile, our quarterback was over under their kicking net, which took us a while to get him out from underneath there to get back to get the signal. We got a delay game at a third and real long, punted it back to them, found ourselves down two scores in the third quarter. And then offensively, we really just opened it up and started moving the ball, and we just needed to get a stop. We finally got a stop in the final drive and got our opportunity to drive down the field, got down to about the 30-yard line. Unfortunately, we stalled and weren't able to get it into the end zone, which is what we needed to force overtime.
On the big stop you had, and again, Hebert getting into the end zone saves you some time, just 4.5 minutes.
Yes.
So a 27-yard return by the bad guys, but you get them three and out. Really good tackle for loss by Trey Baldwin. On second down, third and six, B.J. makes a good ankle tackle. They punt. You get it back with 2:56 left, down on the 11, and here we go again.
Yep.
So you convert a fourth down, and on that play, your quarterback slides, and a North Carolina State Wolfpacker goes over and hits his leg, which is a weird thing.
Right.
So that sets up the disconcerting amount of events that were the last 41 seconds.
Yes. So the last 41 seconds, well, a number of things happened. I mean, it started with our quarterback was down, and so since they stopped the clock, he had to come out of the game. So with the quarterback having to come out of the game, I had one timeout left at that point, and I really didn't want to use it with 40 seconds to go. And so not only was our quarterback down, but John Allen, our receiver coach, I turned around and looked behind me, and he's laid out on the sideline. They're yelling on the side, they're yelling on the headset, Coach Allen's down, and we needed him as a signaler. So I went over there to check on Coach Allen, who had blacked out, I don't know, in the excitement of the game. I think he's been there before, but he blacked out on the sideline, so I was trying to make sure he was okay. By the time he got up and I turned around, we put Aaron Allen in, and we were going to throw a ball into the end zone. You know, a cold quarterback, don't give him in there, don't give him a lot to read, drop back, take a shot into the end zone. We've got third and fourth down. We've got our timeout left. I just envisioned if we burn it there with 40 seconds, you make a first down, then you get – you take a sack or you don't get out of bounds and the game ends with you trying to scurry to get everything together to get a shot in the end zone. So that was the plan. Unfortunately, Aaron said he wasn't aware that the clock was running, and he was trying to check the protection at the line of scrimmage, which got into a pretty lengthy process because he burned 30 seconds off the clock by the time we got the play ran. And I kept saying, use the timeout, but then I kept saying he's going to snap it any second now. I mean, do you call the timeout? Do you? And so I was in a dilemma there, and then he snapped the ball and threw it. And unfortunately, I mean, he overthrows it by 6 inches or the game's over or we have the opportunity to score right there. And unfortunately, it didn't work that way. Threw another pass for a couple yards and then threw the ball into the end zone on the final play of the game.
Which he had to do, and that one got picked. So the Bulldogs lose a close one over at North Carolina State in Raleigh. Question from John, who's from Diamond Lake, Michigan, which is up in your neck of the woods at one point.
Know it well, John.
30 minutes from South Bend.
Yep.
At what point did you notice that the refs had started the game clock when Allen was out there on the field?
Oh, I knew it was going to start right away.
I mean, at what point? Yeah.
Yep, I knew it was going to start right away because when Austin Kendall went down, he was in bounds. He was running the ball. He got hit, hurt his shoulder, and that's when he had to come out of the game. So because the play had stopped in the field of play, the clock was going to continue to run. So they stopped the clock, handled the injury, and then as soon as they go ready for play, they're going to start the clock.
Right.
And so I knew it was going to start right away. I mean, I just –
Aaron didn't. The only thing I could think of was you kept thinking he's got to snap in any second.
Well, that's what I kept thinking.
Because in retrospect, you'd rather have, you tell me, 30 seconds and no timeouts or 11
seconds. I'd rather have
30
seconds and no timeouts. I'd really like to have 30 seconds and one timeout, knowing that I have it in my hip pocket. And that's what we were trying to accomplish. Unfortunately, it didn't work that way. And so I hate it. I wish I would have had a little bit more time. I wish John Allen wouldn't have been down. I wish we could have put that together a little bit better and handled it a little bit better. I should have had the opportunity to sit down with Aaron and say, Aaron, I know you're going in the game. The clock's going to start on the ready for play. I mean, Aaron's also he's a smart young man. He's played a lot of football. It's just unfortunate at that point that we weren't aware of it. I look at myself and I take that. That's something I should have covered with them, but I didn't get a chance to talk with him before he went on the field because I was over there making sure John Allen was okay, my receiver coach, and trying to figure out who was going to signal plays without Coach Allen signaling.
I did not know that my cousin John has passed out on that. Adds a little new layer of intrigue to what was a weird fourth quarter in Raleigh.
Yes.
And if you watched ball this weekend, you think things just happened to your program. You saw guys go out of bounds where they should have stayed in where they should have gone out, missed chips, just everything. Because we are still 18 to 22-year-olds, and we are guys, which is a whole other thing. You can't expect us to do everything
right. Which means we're not very smart.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fan Ben says, did you think about telling Allen to just spike it?
No.
You wanted a free shot into the end zone?
I figured we put him in there and take a shot and throw the ball. Oh, in hindsight, yeah, I'd tell him to spike it, stop the clock, or I'd burn the timeout and put Austin back in. Or, like I said, we go out there and we run the play and we take the deep shot into the end zone. So, at that point, I wasn't trying to stop the clock. The clock had just stopped, you know what I mean? So, I thought we could get the play called, and get out there and be able to execute it. But, like I said, Aaron tried to change the protection. It just took a little bit longer than all of us would have liked. And I know that everybody watching the television at home, everybody in the stadium that was a Louisiana Tech fan was yelling, snap the ball. As I was on the sideline, I was yelling the same, just like everybody else, snapped the ball.
That.
Unfortunately, with everybody in the stadium, it was a little bit hard to hear. It was pretty loud at that time. And, you know, NC State's got a really good football team. Dave Doran's done a really good job there. They've got a very talented team. We had talked the week before in the show here about what they like to do. They like to run the ball. And in the second half, they were able to get that running game going a little bit more. And it was just really hard for us to get off the field or get a stop defensively.
They are 4-1. They got the number one defense in the ACC, and the Bulldogs put up 480 on them, and that's 150 more than any other team had put, and the most points that have been scored against them.
Yeah,
this year.
Because we had talked about they were sixth in the country in total defense going into that in the game, and we knew it was going to be a tall order. I think so many of the yards came in, especially in the second half when we knew we were down two scores and we needed to kind of get hurry up. We went into a 2-minute mode, really, the beginning of the fourth quarter, just trying to get a score and give our defense as many opportunities to get a stop. We could get the ball back and in some way, shape, or form have a way to tie it up. And we got that opportunity with 3 minutes to go and 89 yards away. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get it in the end zone.
Another great game. Austin Kendall comes back after missing the week. 341, three TDs, 70-plus yards rushing. So that guy's playing as good as any transfer he's had, I think.
Austin is playing really well right now. He's just playing with so much confidence. I mean, just in the control that he's taken with the offense. He's one of those guys that I think when he's in the huddle, whether he can do it or not, I don't think is near as relevant as everybody on that team believes he can. Believes he is the guy. Yep. He is our QB1. You know what I mean? It's like we've put our faith and confidence in that guy. They believe in him. They trust in him. He's got confidence. He's playing that way. He's playing physical. He's running the ball. He's taking what a defense gives us. I'm really pleased with the way that Austin Kendall is playing. We've got some receivers that are playing really well as well.
Yeah.
When you start talking about the job Trey Harris has done, Sam Emulis, Isaiah Graham had a huge catch in that game. Bub Means is playing really well right now. We've got Kyle Maxwell. Obviously, you got Griffin Aimbear and Smoke that are playing really good. We've got some guys that are playing really well for us on the perimeter, and I think Austin's got a pretty good relationship with those guys building right now, and I think those guys trust him.
Yeah, and that's with Juwan still out.
Exactly.
A lot of guys picking up the slack, and, of course, Isaiah was hurt a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Before we got a break, Rafe, a loyal Bulldog over in Shreveport-Bossier, speaking of receivers, seems like we're having far fewer drops so far this season. What do you attribute that to?
Well, a couple things. I think it's the quality of players that are in there, and I think it's a real testament to them and how hard they've worked. Every day this summer, we set a jugs machine up outside, and those guys would go out there and catch 200-300 jugs balls, just constantly working on their hands from head-on, sideways, catching them one-handed, just trying to work their hand-eye coordination. And we've got a lot of receivers, a lot of defensive backs have been working it. And so I think we've got some very talented players, but you're right, Rafe. We have done a really nice job of catching the ball. And so that's a real testament to Coach Allen, to Coach Trey, the job they're doing with those guys, how good those guys want to be, and how hard they've worked during the offseason to really continue to master their craft as wide receivers.
Yeah, I watched them a lot this summer in the stadium. Underneath the stadium, they have the little deal set up, and when the ball is let go, they would have their backs to it.
Yep.
Turn around and catch it. Not from very far away, too.
Yep.
That'll either get you better real quick or you'll get hurt real quick.
Right.
You're going one way or the other. Let's take a break. Y'all come on down to the doghouse. We'll be back in just a moment with more Inside Bulldog
football. Great to see everybody out here again tonight.
The Hampton Inn by Hilton of Ruston is a proud hotel partner of Louisiana Tech Athletics and the recipient of the Louisiana Travel and Promotion Association Accommodations of the Year. We are just minutes from Louisiana Tech campus and stadiums and take great pride in providing our guests exceptional service while they're in town visiting our beautiful community. With our spacious guest rooms, free internet, complimentary breakfast, and friendly staff, our guests are sure to experience true Southern hospitality. Come visit the Hampton Inn by Hilton of Ruston. We will ever loyal be.
You are listening to Inside Bulldog Football with Skip Hulse, live from the Doghouse Sports Grill in Ruston, a family-friendly spot offering some of the finest food in the area. Doghouse is a tradition for Louisiana Tech football game days. Before or after the game, Doghouse has all your favorites. And when the Bulldogs are on the road, Doghouse Sports Grill is your away game party destination in Ruston. Anytime is a good time for an anytime burger or the locally revered buffalo chicken sandwich. Doghouse Sports Grill on Homer Street, Ruston, where the Bulldogs are always on.
Hi, I'm Miss Louisiana Julia Claire Williams on behalf of the Louisiana Propane Dealers. I'm sure you know that clean, affordable propane gas is used in houses across our state. It's used in cooking, water heaters, drying clothes, and heating homes. But did you know that if you ever run out of propane, you need a certified dealer to inspect your system for leaks before it's refilled? That's the law. Propane is safe energy for everyone, and we want to keep it that way.
Bulldog fans, help the red and blue go green by recycling on Bulldog and Lady Texters game days. In partnership with the City of Ruston, Graphics Packaging International, and Pepsi, Louisiana Tech Athletics is working towards a more sustainable game day. Be on the lookout for the City of Ruston blue recycling bins to dispose all paper, plastic, and aluminum products. While you're watching the game, enjoy a refreshing Pepsi, and then dispose of your bottle in conveniently located receptacles throughout the stadium concourse. Ruston residents, for more information and to sign up for curbside recycling, visit RustonRecycles.org today.
Hey, we're back to Doghouse Sports Grill with Inside Bulldog Football and Coach Skip Hulse. This is where the Bulldogs are always on. The Sports Grill here at the Doghouse is your away game watch party destination. So call today, make a reservation for away games. This is the place to be. The Bulldogs are always on here, and they'll be on here on ESPN Plus Saturday at 8 Central Time. Kick is 7 out west. Bulldogs will try to go 2-0 in the league. Coach Skip Hulse, Grumpy Dog, says at North Carolina State, I don't even know if you've ever thought about this, if y'all score there with no time left and you're down by one, would you have played for overtime or in a hostile environment? Do you go for two and try to win it right then?
There's two schools of thought. I mean, is when you play a game of 60 minutes, you hate for it to come down to one play. You know what I mean? Like we talked about those drops. You hate for it to come down to one play. I'm a believer in the overtime system. I mean, the overtime system is going to come down to a two-point play if you get into a couple of them anyway. My thought would have been to kick the extra point and go into overtime.
Well, and your defense has played well. So let's talk about those guys a minute. I know that North Carolina State brought the number one defense in the ACC, one of the tops in the NCAA.
Yep.
And y'all hit them a pretty good lick. But
you know,
Tech
stayed
with them toe for toe defensively.
No, really, I thought the front seven played an excellent game. We're playing a lot of guys up front. We start talking about Kevie Rose and Tristan Allen and Deshaun Hall and Michael Clark. Those guys are playing really well, but playing a lot of people, playing DJ Jackson, playing Rasheed Lyles, playing Ben Bell, Joe Mason, Kershawn Fisher, Willie Baker. We're playing about 10, 11 guys up front, and I think those guys kind of helped us keep some fresh bodies in the game as we went. And then you get to the linebacker level, and I can't say enough about Trey Baldwin, Tyler Grubbs, Mackie Carabin, Ezekiel Barnett,
right.
The job that they're doing at linebacker right now. And then it's going to be nice. We're going to get Cody Fult back this week, so it'll be nice.
Finally.
He's missed the first five games of the season with a really bad hamstring. So it'll be nice to get him back. But, again, the safeties are playing really well. Jaden Cole, B.J. Williamson, Khalil Adler, those guys are doing a nice job. And then at corner, I think Baylen Buchanan, Cedric Woods, the two starters, and then it's nice to see Elijah Hamilton Hamilton get in there. Miles Mason's getting in there. Zach Hannibal's playing quite a bit for us. So we're playing it too deep on defense. And I think those guys have a chance to be really good. I mean, there's some things we got to shore up. And obviously our pass defense wasn't where we wanted it to be earlier. We got to do a better job of challenging receivers. And I think we're starting to tighten some things down. And having the opportunity to show them really just how soft we were playing in the secondary has been a good lesson for us this week during the open date. And I've seen a difference in practice, so hopefully it'll continue to go into the game.
Well, y'all sure got a lot of practice defending passes the first 3 weeks of the season. I don't think anybody in America defended more.
Agreed.
Hannibal, Zeno's going to be playing. It's probably his 50th game this weekend.
Yep. Quite a few.
And Zeke Barnett, who came here as a walk-on, he played in number 50 the other day. He's a kid who's, you know, smile lights up the room, and he's always going to be going at it 100%. It's real fun watching him play. Another area of the game we didn't talk about yet is the 8 penalties, which is very odd. But I'll say this. The last one came on that last drive. You were at a 4th and 4, I think, and they called a false start.
Yeah.
Even though their defensive tackle, defensive end, was clearly across the line of scrimmage. It was not close.
No.
That it should have been 4th and 1st down.
Should have been a first
down. You had to convert a 4th and 9. Your quarterback gets hurt and blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
And if – correct me if I'm wrong. Do you even ask the league office about that? Can you ask the ACC officials? I know once it gets to be Monday –
that's what you end up getting. You end up getting the letter stating, you know what, we missed that one. It probably should have been this. And I sent a number of calls into our league office just to look at it. It'll never get to the ACC. The ACC can say, well, thanks for playing. We appreciate it. Hope you had a safe trip home. And but we're on to the next week. You know, they don't have to worry about it. But I did send a number of clips into the league office just so they can see, you know what I mean, what we're going against. And if we can do something to give that information to our officials, we can't change the outcome of that game. We can't go back, turn back the clock and say, okay, let's go back and let's do it all over again and let's start from right here. You know, you can't do that. So, you know, the human element, the human error is part of the game. And you hope that when you send those clips in, you're doing that to help your league office so your officiating gets better and we can eliminate some of those calls going down the stretch. But, there was a couple that I wasn't a real fan of on the field, you know, that I thought maybe should have went the other way. But at the same point in time, you know what? What you got to do is you got to overcome them. You got to roll up your sleeves. You got to find a way to overcome it. And I was a little bit upset when their guy was in the neutral zone. What made me upset was the two series before, we had Ben Bell had flinched as a defensive lineman, did not even get into the neutral zone.
Not close.
And they called it on us, which I've never seen happen before. Normally, you have to get into the neutral zone for an offensive lineman to feel threatened for him to move. Well, Ben flinched but never jumped into the neutral zone, really never moved his feet. Their offensive lineman moved, and their official told me that their interp is that if that guy makes any move forward, that's how they interpret it. I don't know. Interpretations changed plays later when they jumped into the neutral zone and our tackle moved. But you know what? It is what it is, and you roll your sleeves up, and now you got 4th and 9, and you got to find a way to go convert that. So I hate it. You know what? I hate it. But at the same point in time, I think I'm ready for the officiating calls to start going our way a little bit.
Well, and again, I thought that was death because you've marched all the way down the field from the 11 – and go from a 4th and 4 to 4th and 9. But to the Bulldogs' credit, they come back from 14 down, and they convert to 4th and 9.
Exactly.
And so that's got to be something you can keep in the back of your head for down the road.
Yep.
We haven't talked about them yet tonight, but this offensive line, they're not like the defensive line that can roll guys in and out of there as much. And they've been doing some yeoman's work, and some of these guys playing the whole game.
They have been doing definitely yeoman's work. When you talk about, you know, right now we've got the main set, Byron Rossell, and then you have the two inside. When you start talking about Abe Delphin and Josh Moat, Kelton Hollins has been a phenomenal addition for us with the way he's playing at guard. And Chris Fournier, the transfer from Lehigh, is doing an excellent job for us. And those guys are playing 70, 80 plays a game. And so playing 5 games in a row, as physical as the games have been, we have not had a lot of an opportunity to roll a lot of people, as close as our games have been, to play a lot of different guys. And the other guy that's probably still playing, and there's Dakota White, is another guy. Those six are really carrying the load. And so we tried to get them a little bit healthy, where you look at the defensive linemen right now are probably playing 35, 40 plays a game, and the offensive linemen are playing 70 to 80. So certainly this open date came at a good time to get those guys healthy and give them an opportunity as we get into this conference run here over the next 7 weeks.
All right, you mentioned the rolling, and they would have probably appreciate getting to roll some. Like I talked to Deshaun Hall and Kiwi Rose last week for our It's Talking Tech with Teddy podcast. You can always go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
But before, he said, you know, they like that because they're leaving it all out there every play.
Well, you don't have to pace yourself. You don't have to play like, all right, I've got to get through four quarters. I just got to get through this play. And if I get tired, the guy behind me is good enough to come in and take my place. And that's some of the things we're trying to do right now in creating that depth on offense. You've got Carson Bruno, a freshman out of Shreveport, who's doing a great job, who I think is going to be able to help us the second part of the season. Sam Williams, a transfer from Monroe, is going to continue to play. Ray Kelly, the backup from right here in Ruston, who is a freshman who has earned a scholarship here and doing a really nice job for us there. Jaron Gilbert is a young guy right now, is another freshman that I think you're going to see those guys start to play a little bit more, where we can give these other guys a little bit of a break during the course of the game. And that's why this week was so important, is to get them some quality work, to get them ready to go so we can start rolling two deep up front on the offensive line.
If you're in the Twitter world, look, follow who coaches these guys. Coach Googe, it'll be worth your while. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll do all kinds of stuff.
Googe he is a unique personality, I think is the best way to put it. He's got a great personality, but he is a really demanding coach, and I think he's done an unbelievable job with that group and what he's had to work with, and I think those guys have played really well for us to this point to do what they're doing. So, Googe is a great football coach. He's a great human being. He's a great person, but he's certainly got a personality to him that comes across on Twitter.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. Good addition to the program. Skip, we'll talk about UTEP here before long, and in the next break, we'll hear from Diamond Dogs head coach Lane Burrows. So stick around. We'll be right back with more Inside Bulldog Football. You're listening to the La Tech Sports Network from Learfield.
We're about living in the moment.
You know, that moment when you open a Pepsi and hear the music.
We're the doers, the shakers, the tastemakers.
The ones who dance to their own beat.
The ones who stay cool when things heat up.
Whether the party is big or small.
We're the ones who never want it to end.
The ones who can't stop.
And never will.
Starts at Pepsi.com. Pepsi. Live for now.
Life's just more fun on a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden. It's more fun tailgating or camping with the family with an EasyGo multi-passenger cart. It's more fun hunting and doing farm chores with an EasyGo utility cart. And Fairway Carts always has a great selection of EasyGo gas or electric carts with the performance you need and the value to please any budget. Have more fun on a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 318-371-CART and go Bulldogs!
You are listening to Inside Bulldog Football with Skip Hulse, live from the Doghouse Sports Grill in Ruston, a family-friendly spot offering some of the finest food in the area. Doghouse is a tradition for Louisiana Tech football game days. Before or after the game, Doghouse has all your favorites. And when the Bulldogs are on the road, Doghouse Sports Grill is your away game party destination in Ruston. Anytime is a good time for an anytime burger or the locally revered buffalo chicken sandwich. Doghouse Sports Grill on Homer Street, Ruston, where the Bulldogs are always on.
Injured athletes need quality care to get back into the game. And teams in our region understand they can score big points when they choose Willis-Knighton Sports Medicine for their athletes. Only Willis-Knighton offers four nationally recognized hospitals, professional orthopedic and sports medicine centers, sophisticated rehabilitation, and the largest group of orthopedic specialists in the region. Whether you're a high school, college, or pro athlete, WK Sports Medicine has you covered.
The Hampton Inn by Hilton of Ruston is a proud hotel partner of Louisiana Tech Athletics and the recipient of the Louisiana Travel and Promotion Association Accommodations of the Year. We are just minutes from Louisiana Tech campus and stadiums and take great pride in providing our guests exceptional service while they're in town visiting our beautiful community. With our spacious guest rooms, free internet, complimentary breakfast, and friendly staff, our guests are sure to experience true Southern hospitality. Come visit the Hampton Inn by Hilton of Ruston. We will ever loyal be.
Hey, everybody, we're back at the Doghouse Sports Grill with Inside Bulldog Football and Coach Skip Holtz. This is Teddy Allen. I'm filling in for Malcolm Butler. He'll be on the call this weekend from UTEP. He's nursing some sore ribs and a bum knee, so he's somewhere in a taking a what do you call it, when it's spa right now, and they're working on him. So don't worry, Malcolm will be there on the call starting at 6:30 Central Time Saturday from the Sun Bowl. All right, we're joined now by the coach of the Diamond Dogs, Lane Burrows. Lane is in the house in his
People
red hoodie.
For me. I can't believe it.
Y'all come on down and see Lane and see Skip. We'll have him back on to wrap up the show in a few minutes. You can watch the Rays and the Red Sox tonight here at the Doghouse Sports Grill. You can grind the Giants and the Dodgers. You can watch Indianapolis.
Okay.
They're going to play Baltimore. Baltimore's giving
There's
up 7.5.
There's already been
one
baseball game today. The Braves beat the
Brewers.
Braves
won. Beautiful.
3-0. Three-run homer. Jock Peterson.
Go Braves. Yep. The other team, White Sox. And who? Houston got right.
Houston Astros. I think they got rained out. Pretty good game last night.
Yes, it was. A lot of good baseball in the postseason. Well, let's talk Bulldog baseball. 42-20 last year. 28 in Conference USA. Won the West. Never get tired of talking about it.
Yeah, let's keep talking about that.
Hosted a regional. Finally got knocked off by NC State, and their next game was in the College World Series.
Well, they went to the Super Regional, and they beat Arkansas.
They dusted them
number
up.
Number one team in the country, and ended up making it to Omaha. Yeah, got sent home.
It's just one of those weekends that Ruston got to participate in, that North Louisiana did in that regional. Your thoughts? I mean, do you ever?
That was amazing. Our fans were unbelievable, and I've been a part of programs that hosted before, and it's obviously a lot of fun. There's added pressure because you're playing at home, and you feel like you need to perform, you need to win at home. But it all lined up, all the stars aligned, the new stadium, the team not having a home for 2 years essentially, or a locker room, or players' lounge, all that good stuff, well documented. And to move into our new stadium that we're so blessed to have, mm-hmm. that I feel like is one of the best in the country, and to not only win the Western Division, but to host a regional. Only 16 teams do that. Look, for a non-Power 5 to get a regional host, it's extremely – it's hard for a non-Power 5 to get in a regional, period. Once all the automatics and they get their bids, it leaves about four or five slots. It's like basketball. So it's tough to get in, but to be able to host is just amazing. And credit goes to our guys and our administration for putting in – it was a different type year, Teddy. You had to put in the bid before early on in the season, and they were going to pick the sites before the end of the year, so there was that added pressure. If you get picked and you don't win and don't get in, you still got a host, so there was a little bit of pressure there. But our fans were unbelievable. It was a great weekend, and ultimately, obviously, we didn't win it, but I think we set the tone and set a standard of we'd like to do it again. I'll put it that way.
I was going to say, after all, now that people have experienced it,
that's right.
Not putting pressure on you, but that ball club you had certainly was worthy of the stadium worthy of the team, and it was just a tremendous experience for everybody. Now, where can we go to see Bulldog baseball starting tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, we've been off the last 3 days. We took this weekend off. We're in the middle of our fall training session, and we enter squad every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we'll enter squad this Friday at 4:30. We'll play about 9 or 10 innings, and then we'll enter squad Saturday. I think we're going to start at 1:30. We're going to try to first pitch at 1:30 right now. That's what we're thinking. And then Sunday, we'll do 10:30. We have chapel early in the morning. We have fall league camp on Sundays. That's why we go early. So I know it's during church, but we get our young men up, and we have a chapel service for them. And then we we get after it. So it'll be 4:30, 1:30, and 10:30. And then next Friday, we won't enter squad. We'll actually play a game. We play ULM at our place. It still hadn't set a time yet. We're looking at that 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
All right.
We're working with them to try to get it. We'll play 14 innings. We'll just hook it up with them. And so that'll be fun next Friday. We got the homecoming game next Saturday. We'll actually enter squad the next day as well. So you can come out Saturday. We'll probably go about 11:30. And, yeah, come see us. We're out there every weekend. So, yeah, everybody's invited. We've had good crowds. Our fans have been unbelievable showing up for our inner squads. And it helps the boys get through it because it gets kind of redundant playing the same people over and over.
Yeah, and they're not trying to hide anything. You don't have any trick plays or whatever. So just come out.
No, we don't. Hey, look.
Enjoy the
ballpark.
We just
line it up and
play.
We need to see who can play and help us win a championship. We don't even put our signals in, our offense in, until January anyway. We don't do any of that. We'll play ULM next week. We won't have any signals, and we'll just let our guys play. They'll get after it. So our older guys know how to do it, and they may put stuff on themselves. And we don't even have base coaches during our fall scrimmages. Yeah. They need to learn how to run the bases on their own, and we will next week. But we also have a game. I know you're going to bring that up.
Yeah, Tennessee. Yeah.
We're playing the University of Tennessee October 30th. So we'll be at Millington, Tennessee, just north of Memphis, the old Team USA training site, if you're not familiar with that. But I think we're going to play at noon. We're going to play about 16 innings against University of Tennessee. We invite anybody that can. Football's on the road, so we'd like for all our fans to come up. They're making a big deal out of it. They think it's going to be a sellout. Obviously, Tennessee has a huge alumni base in Memphis area, and we're trying to rally the troops, get a lot of fans up there, and they're willing to cook for you and let you throw a party and have a good time. So it ought to be fun. We're playing a really good team. Obviously, they went to Omaha last year. We're nationally ranked top 10 the entire season. So it'll be fun to play a really good opponent. Very familiar with them and their coaching staff. So,
well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it'll be good.
If you need your baseball fix, this weekend at the ballpark, then the 22nd is next Friday. ULM will be here. And October 30th near Memphis. Go to LaTeX Sports.
Millington,
Tennessee. Go to LaTeXSports.com and spread the word about the Tennessee deal. That may be a fun road trip for some of y'all to go on. All right, before we let you go, Coach, you don't know who's going to play where yet, but
Taylor Young's going to play second base.
Why is that?
I think he'll play second, and Cole McConnell, Phil Montoya, Steele Netterville will be out there somewhere.
Okay.
I kind of think that's going to happen. But
I bet it does.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Taylor Young again. LaTeXSports.com. Catch up on your baseball news. A Gold Glover. So you're going to have to replace a third baseman for sure, a shortstop, a center fielder, and you've had other guys to play the other spots.
Garcia played first most of the year, so three really good bats is what we got to replace. Hunter Wells, obviously the Louisiana Tech all-time hits leader. Parker Bates in center field. He played more games than anybody has ever played here, the all-time games played champion, I guess you would say. And then Manny Garcia had a tremendous year for us. So three really good bats we got to replace. We got our entire rotation back, and we're looking to – Phil Montoya had a great summer, turned down a professional offer to sign, and Cole McConnell was picked top prospect in the Texas Collegiate League. So we feel like we got some good players, some good pieces returning. But this team hasn't won anything. So practice has been great. The energy's been good, and they're not taking anything for granted. And we got a lot of company men, Bulldog men still in our program. You don't have to talk them into practicing and playing, I can assure you. So it's been a lot of fun so far this fall.
Yeah, those are the kind of dogs you want. Before we let you go, Susan and Jackson are here.
Yeah, I got my wife and my son. They don't come to my shows on Monday night, but Skip, they come to hear Skip talk football. So I can't get them out of the house to come to my show, but here they are tonight.
We're glad that you brought the first team with you. I was going to ask you something, and I wish I could remember what it was, but I can't. So while I'm trying to think of it, do you have anything you want to leave the fans with before you – go enjoy the country.
Hey, look, we're a long way away, it seems like, to February. We got another great schedule lined up. That'll be released in the next month or so. And I do know this. We have three road conference opponents against Southern Miss, Old Dominion, Charlotte. Only four teams made regional in our league. Those three, we're the only one having to go on the road to all three of them. So you don't have to motivate our players. I bring that up a lot. And it is what it is. But we do have a tremendous schedule, another good home schedule coming up. A lot of good opponents coming in here. So hopefully we'll get that out and release, put the finishing touches on that, get it out in the next month or so.
Well, any day at that ballpark. spent with y'all is not going to be a wasted day, that's for sure. Before you go, have you watched any of this football team play?
Have of
you
course
seen what's
I
been
have.
Going on?
Absolutely, I have. Every play, every down, I'm locked in. And if I can't be there, I'm watching it, and I'm listening to you and Malcolm bring it. So, trust me, we're all locked in and behind these guys.
Well, root hard this weekend for the Bulldogs at UTEP. It's going to be tough sledding, but they can get it done if we all just kind of root. And hopefully Bulldogs can go 2-0 in the league. Lane Burrows,
absolutely,
coach of the Diamond Dogs, thank you so much for a wonderful
Thanks
year
for
last
me.
Year.
Thank you, Skip.
Looking
Thanks for letting me sit
year.
In tonight. Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to more Inside Bulldog Tech Football with Coach Skip Holtz. We'll be back in a moment. Come on down to the doghouse. You're listening to the La Tech Sports Network from Learfield.
Bulldog fans, help the red and blue go green by recycling on Bulldog and Lady Texters game days. In partnership with the City of Ruston, Graphics Packaging International, and Pepsi, Louisiana Tech Athletics is working towards a more sustainable game day. Be on the lookout for the City of Ruston blue recycling bins to dispose all paper, plastic, and aluminum products. While you're watching the game, enjoy a refreshing Pepsi, and then dispose of your bottle in conveniently located receptacles throughout the stadium concourse. Ruston residents, for more information and to sign up for curbside recycling, visit RustonRecycles.org today.
Injured athletes need quality care to get back into the game. And teams in our region understand they can score big points when they choose Willis-Knighton Sports Medicine for their athletes. Only Willis-Knighton offers four nationally recognized hospitals, professional orthopedic and sports medicine centers, sophisticated rehabilitation, and the largest group of orthopedic specialists in the region. Whether you're a high school, college, or pro athlete, WK Sports Medicine has you covered.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hi, I'm Miss Louisiana Julia Claire Williams on behalf of the Louisiana Propane Dealers. We're all used to bad weather in Louisiana, and we know the benefits of clean, portable propane gas during those emergencies. But if your propane tank is ever damaged in a storm, you should have it inspected by a certified propane dealer. And if you ever smell gas, turn the system off at the tank and call your dealer immediately. Propane is safe energy for everyone, and we want to keep it that way.
We are back at the Doghouse Sports Grill with more Inside Bulldog football with Coach Skip Holtz. Come on to the Doghouse tonight if you wish. Watch some baseball. Watch some Monday night football. And don't forget to cheer on the Dogs here this weekend when they take on UTEP, Coach Holtz. Y'all going to play at 8 o'clock Central Time. Malcolm Butler will have the pregame for you beginning at 6:30. The Miners are 5-1. They're 2-0 in conference. They are 3-0 at home, which is unfortunately is where the Bulldogs are going to play them. So how would you see this much improved UTEP team? They've won five games. That's more than that equals the number of games they won the last three seasons. So something
combined, yes.
Something happened
in UTEP. They went 3-1-1 is what they've won the last 3 years. And right now they're 5-1. They're really doing a nice job. I mean, you look at them, they've got it has not been a case of just all new players. It's more a case of the number of guys that they have coming back. When you start to look at, like on offense, they have, you know, their career starts 16, 38, 13, 24, 11, 14, 17, 21, 11, 13. I mean, they got a lot of guys that have played a lot of football for them for a long time. And they've got a lot of upperclassmen. They return pretty much everybody on the offensive side of the ball. I believe they return 9 on defense, both their kickers back, their punters back. And when you look at what they're doing right now, they're putting up some good numbers. I think in a nutshell, what they do is they run the ball, and you have to commit everybody up there to run it. I think they're second in the country right now in rushing yards and what they're doing. They're doing a really nice job with that. And then they've got a wide receiver who's ranked 3rd in the country in yards per catch. He's ranked 7th in the country in total yards. They're doing a really nice job. Cowan is doing a really nice job for him as a wide receiver, and they're running it. So they're playing really smart, productive football as an offensive football team. And then defensively, very, very aggressive. Right now they're leading our conference in points given up, leading our conference in yards given up. They're top 15 in the country in rushing, in average yards per carry, total rushing yards, completion percentage. They're top 20 in sacks. They're top 20 in third down conversions. Right now, they're playing really good defense. Right now is what they're doing, and they're 5-1. And right now, they're statistically the best team in our league defensively. So last week, we're playing the number 6 team in the country from a defensive standpoint. And this week, it's not going to be a whole lot different. We're playing another really efficient defensive football team who runs the ball. They shorten the game a little bit like playing a military academy. They're going to cut down your number of possessions. They don't go in a hurry. It's not fast-paced. They play old-school football with a tight end and a fullback. They're going to run the ball at you, and they're going to try and double-move you and take deep shots, maximum protecting. So I think Dana's done a really good job there, and it's going to be it'll be a great challenge. And going out there is never easy. Playing at 8 o'clock is going to be a little bit later than
day.
A little bit later than we're normally used to playing going out there. But it's a hard place to play. It's a great stadium. We know it's going to be windy. It's supposed to be, I think, the low that night is like 41 or something like that. So it's going to get a little bit chilly for us. So, but it's a conference game. So I think our players are really excited to have an opportunity to not only play a really good football team, but to get back into conference play.
The Miners beat Southern Miss 26-13. They did that on the road to move to 5-1 and to move to 2-0 in the league. You mentioned their defense. Tech can rotate 8 or 9 on the defensive line, feel pretty good. These guys can have got 12.
Yeah. Playing a lot of people up on their defensive front, and they do. They have some depth, and they have a lot of experience. Their two linebackers are their most active players. I say active. Their two linebackers are their leading tacklers. Right now, when you look at Hayward and Knight, those two guys in the middle, number 10 and number 17, if you're watching the game on Saturday, are very active players. Number 13, their strong safety, is their third leading tackler and a very active player. But they're good at what they do. They've been working hard at putting this thing together, and they're going to – I think they're second in rush offense, and they're second in rush defense when you look at them, and that's how they're built. They're built to stop the run and to run the ball, and that's how they control it, and that's why they're 5-1 right now.
Well, here at the Doghouse, what they're built to do is to bring you a fun evening of television and conversation and eats and drinks. So thank the staff here. They've been supporters of Tech for as long as I can remember, and they – have great burgers. I have one ready to go, or else I'll sit here if somebody wants to eat with me as soon as this is over. Coach, what did you get tonight to eat? Salad?
I had a side salad, but, yeah, I had a burger.
Can't get off of it.
Nope, can't get away from the burger.
Which of the three losses was the most painful this year? Quint wants to know, who's a big fan. Q-U-I-N-T. And then on a lighter note, he said, what's the best thing you did on your bye week?
Okay. Well, thank you, Quint, for adding a little bit of positivity in there and making me recall our three losses. For me, I mean, they all stink. I mean, because I honestly believe in the bottom of my heart that there was no way Jacob Barnes was going to miss that field goal at Mississippi State.
Oh, yeah.
And so when it got blocked, that was a punch in the stomach. But I don't think there's any doubt the one at SMU probably hurt the worst. That was the one that you just walked away. There wasn't even anything to say. I mean, it was painful. It hurt. Felt like we outplayed them. Felt like we deserved that win. I thought we had an opportunity to win at Mississippi State. We had an opportunity to win at NC State. But I felt like we had the game won at SMU if we just could have knocked the ball down. Unfortunately, it didn't work that way. But that was the hardest one for me. Best thing I did during the open date, spent a little time with my wife and my family, and I watched college football. It was a very relaxing day because I wasn't emotionally involved in the games, even though I got to sit and watch everybody else sweat over 4th-and-1 or an official's call they didn't necessarily agree with. I got to see how everybody else reacted to that. So it was good for me to just spend some quality family time, stayed here in town. It was very productive, got a little bit of rest, so it was good.
Beautiful. And you have some of your beautiful family here tonight. Somebody has a birthday in your family coming up soon.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Jennifer has a birthday coming up. It's following somebody else I know that's having one today. So, yes.
Don't forget that.
Jen's will be next week. Nope, won't forget it. It always comes during the season. So I'll kiss her on the forehead and go to work and tell her happy birthday.
Did you get a chance to talk about baseball for a minute? I know you and Lane Burrows trade notes every now and then. Hey, way to go, or hey, keep your head up.
Yep.
But to experience any of that baseball last spring,
Oh, a bunch of it. Went to a bunch of the games. I've got great respect for Lane and the job he does. And we talk about motivating and different issues and how you deal with players. And I've got an incredible amount of respect for him for the job that he does. And watching those guys play and the way they played together, the way they played with confidence, the way they competed on the field, they were fun to watch. But I was at every game I could be at, and I think Lane does an unbelievable job.
Yeah, and Hoops is over there. They're practicing it up now, yep, as well. Tennis is going to be at the Southern Regional Thursday in Tuscaloosa. Soccer, they're practicing right now as we speak. They're going to be at UTSA Thursday at 7. Volleyball is going to be in the TAC Friday at 6. So go to LaTeXSports.com and check out where all your favorite teams are going to be. Always something cooking for you at LaTeXSports.com. Go to LaTeX.edu to find out what's happening on the other side of the flagship campus of our area. All right, Skip, before we wrap it up, what's the big takeaway that you feel like you're farther ahead right now than you might have thought you'd be when you broke camp, because you really don't know what you got until you start playing games?
No, we really said, I mean, with this team, as many new faces as we have on this team, when you look at the number of transfers that are playing for us, and I don't even know what that number is, but it's probably got to be about 10, 12 guys that are playing a really solid role for us on this football team. You really never know what you have until you can get out on the field and you see how they're going to react to adversity, highs, lows. And I really like the way that this team has come together. We said we were going to go through the first 5 weeks of the season, take a deep breath, take a deep dive into where we are and what we need to do at the second half. But I'm actually encouraged. You know, I'm frustrated. I wish we would have been able to get a couple of those games done and get them closed up. But I'm actually encouraged. Frustrated with the record, just like everybody else is that's a Bulldog fan and has had the opportunity to watch us play. But I also think this. I think that there's some talent in place right now. These guys are playing really well. I think they've come a long way in the last couple weeks, and I'm excited to see us get into conference play. And there's going to be some challenging games. It's going to start this weekend with UTEP playing over there at their place, with them being 5-1 and playing with a lot of confidence. But I'm encouraged by what this football team's doing. I think Austin Kendall is better than advertised when you watch him play and you see how everybody feeds off him. Sam Emulis is better than advertised. Kelton Hollins is playing great for us. Baylen Buchanan, that corner, is playing really well. I really like this football team and the way they're coming together. And, you know, it's real easy to look at all these close games. It'd be real easy to throw your arms up and say, you know what, the football gods are against us. We're cursed. Why can't we win? Turn on each other. These guys just keep working. They just keep showing up. And, well, what do we got to do to get it done? And I think this has been a really beneficial part for us, because we've played some quality teams. I mean, I think we've been the underdog in 3 out of the 5 games that we've played so far this year.
Sizable
underdogs, and yet you're in the game and have a chance to win. And I think it's a testament to these players and the attitude and the work ethic and what they put in the offseason to be there and compete. We all want to win. Don't get me wrong. I want to win too. But I believe right now our non-conference teams are combined for a 14-4 record. You know, when you look at them, and two of them are ranked in the top 25. So it's not like the teams we've played are, you know, 4-20. I mean, we've played some pretty good football teams. We've been competitive. We've had some things exposed that I think have been beneficial for us to get those things wrapped up and give us an opportunity as we move forward to be a better football team.
Well, I've seen every Dan, and I'm telling you, Tech has a good team. If you hadn't seen them yet, you can come out to the Iowa Stadium next Saturday, the 23rd, and watch them play UTSA. But this week, they're going to be at the Miners playing UTEP, so root hard for them out there in the Mountain time zone. We'll be back in a minute to wrap this up with Coach Skip Holtz. Stay with us. You're listening to the LaTeX Sports Network from Learfield.
We're about living in the moment.
You know, that moment when you open a Pepsi and hear the music.
We're the doers, the shakers, the tastemakers.
The ones who dance to their own beat.
The ones who stay cool when things heat up.
Whether the party is big or small.
We're the ones who never want it to end.
The ones who can't stop.
And never will.
The beat starts at Pepsi.com. Pepsi. Live for now.
Life's just more fun on a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden. It's more fun tailgating or camping with the family with an EasyGo multi-passenger cart. It's more fun hunting and doing farm chores with an EasyGo utility cart. And Fairway Carts always has a great selection of EasyGo gas or electric carts with the performance you need and the value to please any budget. Have more fun on a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 318-371-CART and go Bulldogs!
You are listening to Inside Bulldog Football with Skip Hulse, live from the Doghouse Sports Grill in Ruston, a family-friendly spot offering some of the finest food in the area. Doghouse is a tradition for Louisiana Tech football game days. Before or after the game, Doghouse has all your favorites. And when the Bulldogs are on the road, Doghouse Sports Grill is your away game party destination in Ruston. Anytime is a good time for an anytime burger or the locally revered buffalo chicken sandwich. Doghouse Sports Grill on Homer Street, Ruston, where the Bulldogs are always on.
Bulldog fans, help the red and blue go green by recycling on Bulldog and Lady Texters game days. In partnership with the City of Ruston, Graphics Packaging International, and Pepsi, Louisiana Tech Athletics is working towards a more sustainable game day. Be on the lookout for the City of Ruston blue recycling bins to dispose all paper, plastic, and aluminum products. While you're watching the game, enjoy a refreshing Pepsi, and then dispose of your bottle in conveniently located receptacles throughout the stadium concourse. Ruston residents, for more information and to sign up for curbside recycling, visit RustonRecycles.org today.
Injured athletes need quality care to get back into the game. And teams in our region understand they can score big points when they choose Willis-Knighton Sports Medicine for their athletes. Only Willis-Knighton offers four nationally recognized hospitals, professional orthopedic and sports medicine centers, sophisticated rehabilitation, and the largest group of orthopedic specialists in the region. Whether you're a high school, college, or pro athlete, WK Sports Medicine has you covered.
Live at the sports house at the Doghouse Sports Grill. I'm just the fill-in for Malcolm Butler. He'll be back next week, and he'll be calling the game Saturday. I've enjoyed spending the time with you. We want to thank, of course, Elton, Taves, Ashley. Thank Coach Burrows. Thank Coach Holtz. Thank the Doghouse. Thank you, Region. And I'll flip it over to you, head football
coach. Well, Devin, I also want to say thank you to the Doghouse and everybody for being here each and every week. Your support has been awesome. I know it's been frustrating, but stay with us. We got a bunch of ball left to play as we get into this conference race. And I know we're on the road this week at El Paso, but a week from now we come back, play here at homecoming against an undefeated UTSA team is coming to town who's ranked in the top 25 right now. So we're going to need everybody. If you can't get to El Paso this weekend, we'll need you in 2 weeks. Lane Burrows, thank you. Great respect for you. Appreciate you sharing your family with us tonight and coming out. Teddy, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir.
All-time favorites, and definitely happy birthday to you. A lot of people to thank. COVID Dog, John, Rafe, Grumpy Dog, Quint, and Fan Ben. Appreciate your calls. Appreciate your interest in everything with the program. And please text your questions, call your questions. Want to make sure we answer them on this show.
We will get them all answered. Coach does not mind answering questions. Got 10 seconds to wrap this up. Come watch volleyball play Friday at 6 at the TAC. And you can watch baseball this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, inter squad out at the Love Shack. Thanks to everybody for being with us. Good luck to the Dogs this weekend. Until we see you next time, you've been listening to Inside Bulldog Football Live on the LaTeX Sports Network from Learfield. See ya!
Live from the Doghouse Sports Grill, this has been Inside Bulldog Football with Skip Holtz. Brought to you by Doghouse Sports Grill, official watch party host of La Tech Athletics. Origin Bank, the official bank of Louisiana Tech Athletics. And by Northern Louisiana Medical Center, the official imaging partner of La Tech Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the La Tech Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.